This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد. We have a special program inshallah that I'm really, subhanAllah, touched by, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us, that this is something that will be a reward for you and I, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always uses us for good, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens to us the gates of bounties and rahmah. Soon, inshallah, I'm going to cross over live with you to one of the refugee camps that houses many of the Syrian orphans and their families. And this is by the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able, inshallah, to come together and do something special like this, to be able to do something of khayr, something of good that I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us. Allahumma ameen. This is going to be a really emotional moment for myself and you, I would assume. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be from those who are blessed with this opportunity to continue to do good. Now I'm just waiting for more people, inshallah, to join in. I'm going to take you live to a Syrian refugee camp where we're going to distribute some of the barakah and sadaqah and zakah that you have entrusted us with. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. So we have Brother In'am Malik, who is going to be one of our assistants over there. He is one of the fundraising managers and a brother who I've trusted and been working with for well over a year, alhamdulillah. And he's going to talk us through of what it is that the situation is like, show you the sadaqah and the zakah, and inshallah the Eid gifts that are being distributed in our name, in your name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us, inshallah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you an opportunity to continue to share and to provide more of this khayr so that we can do more and more good things bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This is something that is dear to my heart, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your wealth, in your health, in your home, in your family, in your community, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to send His prosperity upon us and His barakah into our domain and into our communities. Allahumma ameen. This is something that is awe-inspiring, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the amana that we have intended, that Allah assists those who we have entrusted with our hard-earned wealth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them the safety and the security that they need to fulfill this charity on our behalf, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for us and them the gates of all good. Allahumma ameen. This is a rare opportunity, subhanAllah, where we can get a chance to see this happening in action. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His bounties upon all of us and protect us from all harm bi-idhnihi ta'ala. I'm just checking my messages now just to make sure that all of us are able, inshallah, to be able to witness this charity being given, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it of success and acceptance from all of us. Allahumma ameen. Just a couple of things that I wanted to mention, inshallah. First, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the little that we do and makes it greater than what we assume it to be. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with acceptance and qabool. Allahumma ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us more and more opportunities of sharing from our wealth and our health and our persons and our family. for those who are genuinely in need. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect that which is with us and adds to it the good. You know, all of us, we are seeking barakah and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you seek that which is with Allah in the akhirah, Allah provides you the akhirah and the dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open and rain down and shower us with His mercy and His generosity. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to show us His khayr. Allahumma ameen.
Hopefully the sound is a little bit better, inshallah. Hopefully the sound is a little bit better, inshallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from all of us. And I see Brother In'am, I'm just waiting for him to adjust his camera, get himself ready, inshallah. And I'm going to zoom in with him now. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from all of us and from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support him in all of his endeavors. Brother In'am, who's entrusted with our sadaqah, is live in the Syrian refugee camp. I put him through to us now. Assalamu alaikum, Brother In'am. You're live with us now.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala barakatuh. Shaykhuna, kayf al hal? I hope you're well, inshallah.
Allahi barak feek. It's good to see your face. It's good to see you in the heat, getting ready to do some good work, mashallah.
Shukran, alhamdulillah. Thank you for entrusting me with your donations. Thank you for all of your supporters from all around the world to entrusting Human Appeal, entrusting myself to come out here and deliver this amana, this zakat and sadaqah, this hard-earned wealth from all of your supporters and yourself to deliver this to the most neediest of Syrian refugees here in one of the camps in the Syria-Lebanon border. Alhamdulillah.
Allahumma barak. So you're on the border between Syria and Lebanon. I know you had, subhanAllah, a long adventure to get there. There were so many different hurdles for somebody like you who does this humanitarian work. We pray that Allah supports you and carries you back home safely to your family.
Sheikh, I can't hear you now. Sheikh, the sound has gone. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Sheikh. Okay, inshallah. You can't hear me, but I can't hear you, but you can hear me. So alhamdulillah, we're here in one of the camps here at the Syria-Lebanon border, just on my right, just behind those mountains, which I'm not sure if you can see, just behind over there is Syria itself. So alhamdulillah, this is the actual border. This is one of the camps. It houses about 150 families, including orphans. And I'm just going to turn my camera this way so you guys can see me better. And we've done a needs assessment here in this camp. And today, alhamdulillah, we are distributing 250 food parcels. So sorry, there's more than 250 families here. We are distributing 250 food parcels, which will last the families here for one entire month for food, inshallah, throughout Ramadan and beyond, alhamdulillah. So I'm just going to turn my camera around so you can see over there are some of the mothers that are waiting in line. We've done a needs assessment. We've taken their names off the list so that the right beneficiaries, those who are most in need, get your support, alhamdulillah. And we've just placed some of the food parcels over here, if you can see, just towards my left. Can you see over there? And then right behind me over there, I'm just going to point, there's also a truck just right at the back over there, which also has many food parcels, mashallah, which are being distributed. So alhamdulillah, the beneficiaries are going to be coming now. They're going to be taking these food parcels here, as you can see. So one of these food parcels, alhamdulillah, will suffice a family for one entire month, alhamdulillah. So you can see that this has all of the essential ingredients that they need: rice, pasta, oil, dates, lentils, dry foods, etc. Food that will suffice them for an entire month, Ramadan and beyond, alhamdulillah. So we're just going to begin the distribution, inshallah. You will see that people will come here. They'll be taking the food parcels into the camp behind me. So just over, so right behind those gates, if you can see, is the camp, okay? And we're inside this enclosed area, so it's safe and secure, and we can do this distribution, alhamdulillah. This particular campaign that you guys have been donating towards is not just for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. It's actually for Syrians in Syria itself, also for people in Yemen. SubhanAllah, Yemen is the worst humanitarian crisis on earth, one of the worst right now. We also are distributing food packs in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, in Somalia, in Iraq, in Sudan, in Gaza, in Palestine. And your donations have been distributed in these countries, alhamdulillah, throughout the month of Ramadan. We still have another 14, 15 days of Ramadan to go. We are doing this campaign for the full month of Ramadan. So even if you donate a food parcel today, then this food parcel will last each person in any of these countries, including here in the Syrian-Lebanon border, for one entire month. So for the remainder of Ramadan and for 2 weeks beyond that, alhamdulillah. Now, these people have been going through many struggles. They have been displaced, 10 years of the Syrian war. Some of these people, subhanAllah, were, professionals. They were business people. They were teachers. They were doctors. They were surgeon engineers. They used to distribute zakat and sadaqah to help the needy. And how their life has totally changed. Now, subhanAllah, they are relying on us to give them our sadaqah and zakat. Subhanallah. But through no fault of their own, through a war which was had nothing to do with them, they have been displaced. They have to move, leave their country and come here in living in a refugee camp. There are so many children in this camp that have been born here. You know, children have been born in this camp and will continue to do so. You know, I've seen children walking around here, subhanAllah. And it's very heartbreaking seeing children living in refugee camps. I'm a father of two children myself. I'm sure those of you who are watching are also. Can you imagine our children living in a refugee camp, not knowing where the next meal is going to come from? It's a very heartbreaking situation. But alhamdulillah, at least we are providing them with some relief by taking away, alleviating some of their struggles and some of their difficulties by giving them food. At least that they can have iftar and sahur in this blessed month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, imagine the ajr, imagine the reward that you will be getting when these people eat this food, inshallah, today for iftar, in the morning for sahur, for iftar tomorrow, and for the rest of Ramadan. Absolutely amazing. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart again for entrusting Human Appeal, for entrusting me to come and deliver this aid. It wasn't an easy journey coming here. It was quite a long journey, especially traveling through COVID times. But alhamdulillah, Allah enabled me. He gave me the tawfiq to come here and deliver this aid on your behalf. I feel honored. I feel blessed. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept it from me. May He accept it from our team here on the ground who have been working very hard. May Allah Ta'ala accept it from you, inshallah. And now we're going to be beginning the distribution. I'm just going to turn the camera around, inshallah. So it's starting. So you can see the first beneficiary sister is coming here and she'll be collecting the food parcel. So this is a mother. She's now taking this food pack, as you can see, 60 to 70 kgs. It will last her for an entire month of Ramadan. So your food, your sadaqah, your zakat is being distributed right now, alhamdulillah. So these sisters, these mothers, they have a ticket. We did a needs assessment in this particular camp to ensure that these people are the most neediest and that they get our support. And they come, they present their ticket. So it's organized, it's structured, and alhamdulillah, we can give the food to these families in a dignified manner, because keeping the dignity of our beneficiaries is very important, alhamdulillah. And I'm very impressed with our team our partners on the ground here who have organized this in a very ethical and very dignified and professional manner, alhamdulillah. And as you can see, mashallah, live right now, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, our Syrian brothers and sisters, refugees who have been displaced, you know, are taking this food. Your sadaqah, your zakat is being distributed live right now. Wallahi, this is so overwhelming to see this. I feel very, subhanAllah. Oh, ya Allah, it's very emotional, subhanAllah. You know, seeing these people, wallahi, that, you know, have literally nothing, you know. And they had everything once upon a time, and due to the war, they've been displaced, been living here. These mothers have been in this camp for 8 years. For 8 years, they've been in this camp, subhanAllah. And, you know, they didn't know that we were coming. Wallahi, they did not know that you, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, all of his supporters would be donating and that this would be distributed. They did not know this. We turned up today. For them, it's a surprise, subhanAllah. They don't know after this month where the next food is going to come from. So Allah chose you, my brothers and sisters, those of you watching, the 25 of you who are watching right now, Allah chose you and everybody else who's going to watch this live stream shared on Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim's platform. Those of you who donated, honestly, alhamdulillah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this from you. I pray that this donation weighs heavy on your scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I pray that this sadaqah, this zakat that you give is a means for you and your families to enter Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rab.
Ameen, 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 Ameen,
Ameen. As you can see, the distribution is happening. You can see the truck right behind me as well. I'm just going to go this way. I'm just going to walk around and show you the actual truck as well, inshallah. So just follow me. Inshallah, my signal doesn't go. So this truck here, can you see, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah, was full. About 250 food parcels for 250 families. We've done about half already. As you can see, we've been here for about an hour or so. You know, and this is a distribution center. I'm just going to turn my camera around. Can you see over there, the mothers there standing? We've got a setup over there. This is quite organized. It's in a dignified manner, alhamdulillah. They come, they're registered. And I'm just going to go outside the camp as well, just to show you some of the conditions here. So you can see, subhanAllah, on the wheelbarrow, the child taking the food parcel on that wheelbarrow, right over there, right? So I'm just outside here. And I'm just going to turn around here. This is one of the, and you can see these are the camps all the way behind there. So these mothers have come all the way from there to take the food parcels in, to come here in the distribution center. And as you can see, here's our truck outside. I'm just going to come back in. Here's our mother, our sister who's taking a food parcel. I'm just going to go back inside. Can you see there's a child coming here? I'm just going to show you right behind me. There's a child with a wheelbarrow. Who's an orphan child, Sponda, who's coming with this wheelbarrow, and he's going to take his food parcel and then take it back to his camp or his tent, if you like. So here's the child, subhanAllah. May Allah bless this child, subhanAllah. And I'm just going to, right, so you can see here the truck, and there, mashallah, you can see the food parcel being distributed at this distribution point. And taken away, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And these mothers, these sisters of ours are coming here. Can you see, brothers and sisters?
Allahu Akbar.
They're queuing up there, alhamdulillah. And just to show you, just some of your food parcels have already been distributed. Can you see? This is the banner, just to show that this donation was made by Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. So the food parcels are gone now from there, subhanAllah. They went literally in less than 5 minutes. And we've just got, like, I think in the truck, as you saw, maybe another 50 food parcels left. So 250 have been distributed here, subhanAllah. You know, this is just one camp. We are going to be going to another camp shortly and distributing, I think, another 100 food parcels there as well, alhamdulillah. So we are doing these distributions across the next 3 or 4 days. But I just want to say that there are hundreds and thousands of Syrian refugees living in these camps, and we can't support all of them. It's not possible. However, we can do our best to support as many as possible. And we should not rest on our laurels to think that we have supported one or two families. That is great, alhamdulillah. but there are hundreds and thousands of other families who are in desperate need right now in this month of Ramadan. They are fasting just like us, but they do not know where their iftar meal is going to come from, what they are going to be having for sahur. Some of them, they ask for very minimal food from their neighbors, or they, you know, they just live in that hope that they will have food for iftar. But you know what? They are so muttaqeen, their taqwa is so strong that they still fast. You know, without the food, without knowing that what they will have for sahur and iftar, they still fast. It's right now, Shaykh, he's very warm. My arms are sweating. I'm not sure if you can see. It's about 35 degrees right now. I'm fasting myself, and I'm feeling very thirsty right now. And it's only, I think it's like, it's not even after, it's about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Like 11:30 a.m. actually. And I'm actually feeling the heat right now. And it's going to get hotter. Can you imagine what it's like for these people living in the summer months? Can you imagine the heat in the months of May, June and July here? It gets extremely hot. There's no air conditioning in these camps. There's no, fan, you know, there's no infrastructure here, if you like. It's just a tent that people live in. It's not carpeted. They don't have a fridge. They don't have a kitchen. You know, 6-7 people living in one tent, subhanAllah. Again, just to emphasize, look, you can see, mashallah, I'm just going to go here next to this queue. These are people, our brothers and sisters, our mothers, you know, our family members. They are like us, subhanAllah. They are part of the ummah, you know. When one part of the body of the ummah hurts, and the entire body hurts. And we should feel their pain. We should feel their struggle and their suffering. 8 years, these mothers, these families have been living here in these camps. For 8 years, the same people had successful jobs in Syria. They had businesses. Some of them were doctors and surgeons. And through no fault of their own, through a war, they have been displaced. And these women, subhanAllah, some of them have lost their husbands. Some of their husbands have disappeared. They do not even know if they are alive or not, dead or alive. Can you imagine the psychological trauma that these mothers, our sisters, are going through? When their children ask, Aina Baba, Aina Abi, where is my father? Where is my father? The mothers, they do not know how to respond, subhanAllah. Can you imagine that?
Wallahi,
you can't imagine, honestly. But at least Allah has given us such an opportunity that in this blessed month of Ramadan, in this blessed month of Ramadan where deeds are multiplied by 70, that we can provide them with some food to alleviate some of their suffering, some of their pain, some of their struggles, and give them food at least for this month of Ramadan and beyond, inshallah. So, as your brother in Islam, I ask you, I encourage you, please visit Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim's fundraising page on his Facebook or his Just Giving page, and donate whatever you can. No amount is too small. However, for those of you who are watching, for those of you who will listen here, I'm sure that there are people here that, you know, subhanAllah, could donate more than one food parcel. I'm sure that there's people watching that could perhaps donate 10 food parcels to 10 different families here in Yemen, in Pakistan, in Kashmir, in Iraq, in Somalia, in Sudan. £700, however many dollars that is, will provide 70 people of, you know, 10 different families with food for the entire month of Ramadan. I know that we're going through a pandemic. I know many of us have perhaps lost our jobs or our businesses have suffered. But at the same time, I know that some of us, we have boomed and our businesses have blossomed due to everything going online. And those of you who are in that position, I encourage you to be thankful to Allah, to be grateful, and to distribute your wealth, to give your zakat. Zakat is a compulsory act that we all have to do. We're not doing anybody a favor, subhanAllah, by giving a zakat, but it's our sadaqah, it's our additional charity that is the real test for us as believers. How much of our additional charity outside of our zakat will we be giving? Because zakat is mandatory. It's like praying 5 times a day. We have to pray 5 times. Well, how many of us actually pray Nawafil? How many of us actually pray the Sunnah? How many of us actually pray Tahajjud? That's the real test of a believer, right? So, honestly, I encourage you all, please, please donate. As you can see, mashallah, the distribution is happening right over there. We've been here for the last couple of hours, alhamdulillah. You know, our mothers, our sisters are lining up. They're taking, they've been here for now about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, right? So can you imagine how many people have been provided with food, alhamdulillah. So Sheikh, I'm going to hand it over to you, inshallah. If you have any questions, please ask me, inshallah.
Well, there was two things that I wanted to say, Brother Inam, before I let you go. And I know you have so many other sites and other places to go. I believe tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to be doing the Eid gift and distribution for some of the orphans. I think a list of maybe 600 orphans, inshallah.
The Eid gifts, as in brand new Eid clothes, will be distributed, where the orphans will come and choose their own clothes, their choice of clothes, on Thursday and Friday. 600 children that you raise money for, that your supporters, those who are on this link, those who will be watching this afterwards, have donated towards. And those 600 sets of brand new Eid clothes, a variety of clothes, will be distributed by myself and the team, inshallah, on Thursday and Friday. In addition, Sheikh Huna, over 500 hot iftar meals will be prepared and distributed over the next couple of days. And I'll be sharing that footage with you as well to show the transparency, to show exactly where every single penny that people have donated with their zakat, with their sadaqah, where that has been distributed, inshallah. So that's going to be happening as well, alhamdulillah. So we'll be doing, I'm more than happy to do a live link to show what's going on when those Eid gifts are being distributed to Syrian children. That's amazing. That campaign is still running. I encourage everybody to donate towards that. We're providing Eid gifts not only in for Syrians here, but also in other countries as well, alhamdulillah. There are many orphans across the world. So let's please keep donating. Please keep, whilst we're here, Sheikh, we want to raise as much funds as possible to provide many more families with food. We can only distribute.
What I've always said to the people who, alhamdulillah, have opened their heart more than anything else was that this is an amana that we seek to fulfill. I always make dua for you and your team to fulfill the amana, to be protected, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be examples for others in the good that we do. This is something that you are delivering my very zakah, my sadaqah, my mother-in-law's zakah, my wife's zakah, my sister's zakah, my sisters-in-law's zakah, teachers in my school zakah. This is something that is I've taken as a mission, inshallah, to provide the best of services that we can. And to see the dignity that you've offered to the people there, nobody's jumping over each other. Everybody is in a state where they understand that all of them are assisting one another. And to see our sisters carrying, subhanAllah, 40, 50 kilos and the sacks of rice that they have to come back for, all of this is something inspiring. And I pray that Allah strengthens you, my brother Inam. I look forward to doing another live with you tomorrow and another live with you Thursday and Friday, inshallah. And we inshallah. Want to see people to see the need, but also to see that their wealth has not been spent in a place that is not reaching its place. And may Allah give you the strength to fulfill it. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen, Ya Rab. Jazakumullah, Sheikh Huna, for your du'as, for your trust, and for your support, for believing in Human Appeal as your choice of charity, for trusting in me, believing me, seeing as your younger brother in Islam. And I want to thank all of the supporters who have entrusted Human Appeal and myself to come here to donate. Please keep me in your du'as. It's not easy. Inshallah, give me the tawfiq and ability to keep doing this with istiqamah, with khair for the rest of the week, inshallah.
Allahumma ameen. Take care. I will see you again soon, inshallah, brother Inam. Allahi barik feek. Jazakallah khair. May Allah keep you safe and may Allah fulfill the amana through you. Allahumma ameen.
Allahi barik. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. What an inspirational moment. SubhanAllah, just being able to see my brother doing what we have asked him to do, entrusted with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your hearts towards that which is good. May Allah spend upon those who have spent, and the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma at'im man at'amana wa sqi man saqana. May Allah give food to those who have given us food. Imagine the dua of these people who are in these camps, that they make dua for you, that you be sufficed because you suffice them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for good and use you for that which is khayr. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. And I'll see you again, inshallah, shortly for Salatul Taraweeh. It'll be a live broadcast, inshallah, with our limited COVID restrictions. But we hope to broadcast it for our community. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Make dua that Allah